Radio. We're at the top of the hour, the third hour of the show, and now we're going to go to our next guest. But first, I want to give a shout out to the listeners out there, and of course, check out Starcy Energy Radio for the latest news and updates. We have a brand new site coming up in a week or so. It's awesome. Also, check out starcytv.com. That site will be up also in a couple of days. Amazing things we're doing. Also, the best of Mount Shasta conference coming up next month. We'll be there doing a live broadcast for 3 days. Lots of amazing things happening. All the great guests tonight talking about so many great topics all over the place. And again, always do your own research, always explore on your own, and always have your own experience and see what's truth for yourself. We always say that in the show, you're always going to hear topics that you may not understand or whatever, but do your own research, check the stuff out, and be your own boss and make your own wise decision. Going on to our next guest, someone who's been on the show before, a very interesting guy I met a few months back and has a wealth of information and has helped get a few guests on the show. So I asked him to come on the show to sort of open up the segment of the guest to give a little breakdown on himself and his aspect on how things are and are operating. And with that, welcome back to the show, Archaeologic. Thank you so much for coming on. How you doing?
Doing great, Jonah. Thanks for having me back on.
Absolutely. And just so people know real quick, Archaeologic is dedicated to the exploration, discovery, understanding, and the truth about the mysteries of man and nature. So tonight on the show, one of the guests that you sent over for a recommendation to bring on, and now we got him on tonight, we have Joe Jordan coming on next. Quickly, tell us about Joe Jordan to you. How'd you come up with him as a guest to be on the show? Why'd you pick him, and why do you think it's important with some of the studies and work he's done?
Well, as you know, I make music about aliens and UFOs, and through part of my research for Destiny Lab, which is my group, Joe Jordan was an integral part of that, and in my research, you know, he's one of the persons that kind of wake me up to the reality of the spiritual aspect of the alien connection, and also the biblical connection to some of these things, understanding the Nephilim and some of these connections. And I've found through, you know, being an unbiased researcher, kind of looking at all the different pieces of the puzzle, that he kind of calls his research the unwanted pieces of the puzzle, and that's kind of how I've found it to be. That, and that's why I really like your show, and I thought it would be a good fit, because you know you're open-minded to all different aspects, and I find that this research sometimes aligning to the biblical aspects of this, although people may not agree, and that's fine for people to disagree, that we should all be educated at least and know all the different pieces of the puzzle so we can make a wise and educated choice about what we believe and why we believe it.
Absolutely, and I say this on the show. Personally, it doesn't matter what you believe. If your outcome is for a sustainable future, to be of service, to help others, to spread light and love, it doesn't matter Buddha, Krishna, this, that. You're holding that positive love vibration, and that's cool. And just don't try to force some indoctrination and say this is the only way to do it, because that is closed-minded and not thinking outside the box. And that, in my terms, is not cool. And you're one of those people that is spreading that information, spreading that consciousness through your music and amazing work. Real quick, you talk about some of the upcoming projects and stuff you got going on, some of the things you're doing.
We're working on our fourth album right now. We have our three CD special going on at destinylab.com, where you can get 54 truth-filled songs about the alien connection to the spiritual realm and the Nephilim, the New World Order, and all types of things like that. You can get three CDs for $25, and that's 54 songs on those CDs. We also have a whole bunch of new videos we've just recently come out with. Our YouTube.com/DestinyLab. If people want to check those out, those have been a really big
hit. That's what's up. I appreciate you coming back on the show and sending some guests our way to the show. We'll have you back on again. And your website, of course, is destinyoflab.com. Archaeologic, thanks again for coming on. We'll have you back soon.
Thank you, John. God bless.
Absolutely. And hang in, listeners. We're going to go right back after a commercial break, and we'll be joined by Joe Jordan from alienresistance.org. Sit back. Here's some more DJ Scalar.
My My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Whey and many of your products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Whey. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it's also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Whey, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone. And I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the whey, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your whey is better than candy. I should know, today they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Whey is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
A Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio. And again, thank you for the listeners out there. And of course, check out our Facebook page and follow our Twitter feeds. Always put out good articles and always new news and updates coming out. So stay updated, stay informed. Now going on to our next guest. We had Archaeologic do an intro for him. We have Joe Jordan, the president and co-founder of CE4 Research Group, an alien abduction investigation and research team based out of Cocoa, Florida. Originally where I'm from, so a shout out to Florida. Joe has been a Mutual UFO Network field investigator since 1992. He has shared his research findings from his alien abduction investigations through many radio shows, newspapers, and magazine articles, DVDs, and lectures. His research findings on alien abductions have been written about in 12 different authored books over the past decade. And he has spoken during 6 Roswell UFO festivals in Roswell, New Mexico, including the 60th anniversary conference in 07. With that, Joe, thank you so much for coming on the show. How are you this evening?
Very good, Jonah. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Been looking forward to the interview, Joe, because you've been around the whole ET and alien phenomenon for a while now. If you would, just for the listeners who may not know your background, a brief bio, who you are, where you came from, and how you first yourself got introduced. Did you have an experience when you're younger with a ghost, or what's your story of how you first got introduced to the whole alien phenomenon?
Well, as a bio part, professionally, I'm a safety professional for an American company, and in the bio there it said based out of Cocoa, Florida. Actually, I'm living in South Korea right now. I've been here a couple of years.
Wow.
But still active, yeah, still active through the internet. You know, it makes for a small world when you got technology like we have today. I started out into all of this in 1992. Actually, I was on a trip going to Alaska to visit my brother on a week's vacation I had. And I was flying out of Orlando Airport, and it's a 10-hour flight to get to Anchorage, Alaska, out of Orlando. So I was looking for something to read on the plane, a magazine or a book, and I went to the small newsstand there and started looking for something I could pick up. And magazines, nothing there interested me, and I went to the book section, and there was this one particular book that caught my eye. And I was an avid science fiction reader when I was growing up. And when I looked at the title of this book, I thought, oh, great science fiction book. I can pick this up and, you know, to give me something to do on the plane flight going up and coming back. And then I turned the book over and looked at the backside and had a synopsis of what the story was about. And it puzzled me after I read it because it said it was true information based on a scientific investigation of an event that happened. And that event that this book was written about was the 1947 crash in Roswell of an unidentified flying object. And that really caught my attention because I knew where science fiction started and reality started. You know, I knew that line. I knew there was a definite line dealing with science fiction and fantasy compared to reality. But this particular book seemed to blur those lines, and that really intrigued me. So I started reading the book, and actually I finished it within a couple days, and I was quite fascinated. I had no background in the idea of UFOs and aliens or any of that prior to that book. And it just sent me on a trip that I've been on ever since. And that, like I said, that was 1992.
Down the rabbit hole you went, and you ate the red pill, and off you went. Now, over the years, Joe, I'm sure you have talked to so many people. The factual data is there's millions of Americans alone that have reported being abducted. Is that true?
Yes.
And with that, millions of people that have reported, how many millions and millions of people have not reported being abducted is the even bigger question. So we know this is happening. All the indigenous people on the planet, I said this earlier in the show, have known about ETs, UFOs, it's in scriptures, things like this. What is it like to first work with people that have been abducted by UFOs? Are most of them peaceful ones? Are most of them frightening ones? Is it the grays we always hear about? What has your experience been over the years?
Well, when I first started into the field of ufology after reading that book, I got involved with the Mutual UFO Network, and I became a member in the later part of 1992 after reading that book. And I wanted to be part of actual investigations, and I started into working with MUFON, and I worked my way to become a certified field investigator for them and researcher, and actually ended up becoming a state section director for Brevard County, Florida, which is the county where the Kennedy Space Center is located. And I ended up having investigators working under me. And in the beginning, we were basically following up on sighting reports. Any reports that came in, we would go out and do the investigation. And it was kind of like an after-the-fact type of investigation, which is the way that UFO investigations work. You get a story, somebody reports it, investigators follow out and try to capture as much as they can to see what happened. One of the things that I was required to do as a state section director was to be able to be open to the public, to have them involved if they cared to be. And that was done by having a monthly meeting that was free of charge, open to the public. And I used to use the Cocoa Library, public library. They never charge if you wanted a room. And I'd schedule one Sunday a month, and we'd have our monthly meeting. And all sorts of people would come to these meetings. You put up a sign that says UFO meeting, believe me, you get people from all different walks of life that will come walking in. And over the months in the first couple of years that we were holding these meetings, we were sharing the work we were doing and, in sighting investigations. But the more I started to listen to the people themselves, I saw that there was another aspect of this phenomenon that we needed to be looking at as investigators. And that were the people that were telling stories of having abductions or contact with beings that were supposedly behind the crafts that we were investigating, but always after the fact. And as an investigator and I started looking at these stories and talking to my field investigators that worked with me. I said, you know, we're chasing our tail with these sightings reports. These people claim to be on the front line of this experience. They're actually claiming to have been in contact with the so-called entities themselves. I said, I think we should be focusing on these people to get to the truth about all of this. So that's where we started focusing with abductions. Now, these people that we were listening to, most of them were not happy people. Their lives had been turned upside down and pretty much destroyed by an experience that they could not explain. Most of the experiences, and I would say 90% of experiences that I have come across and listened to from people, have been not so nice experiences. And it has destroyed their lives because this is something they can't fathom and they can't comprehend. They don't have the answers for. They can't share the story with other people, especially family and coworkers and, you know, anything else they might belong to, like a church group or something. Nobody can relate to these experiences and understand what they're going through. So they're kind of singled out and, you know, and left to try and cope and deal with it themselves. And it's hard for them to do that. And one of the things we wanted to make sure that we didn't do when we started into this research was make sure that we didn't cause more harm to these people when we started working there and, you know, working the investigations on their stories. So we made sure that we read up on everything that we could get our hand on from the top researchers in the world at that time, and their books, their videos, their lectures, you know, and I actually had a chance to talk to them, you know, different opportunities to be able to make sure that we were going to do this the right way.
And over the years, how many people would you say you've talked with or encountered?
Since I started this almost...
Give the listeners a number,
20 years ago, I'd say I'm up close to about 500 testimonies I've worked with. And they still come in. I still work with people that come across the webpage, come across videos that are out there, and ones that other people have shared. And like I said, a dozen or more authors have used my research, you know, and they put it out there, and they make sure that people know how to contact me. So they still come in, you know, and they never stop. And they just, and I don't know if it'll ever stop, you know. The more the information gets out there, the more they contact me.
So let me give you my piece, Joe. I've been doing my radio show for about 3 years now. I've been doing tons of research on this stuff my whole life. I'm not as old as you. I'm 34, but I've interviewed people in military that have been original men in blacks, physicists that have been in military, Navy, Intel, military, people from all over the world, hundreds of interviews the last few years. And you have organizations like COSTA, who was before you, that is going out making peaceful contact with ETs. You have people like you that are encountering people that their lives are ruined with ET experiences. My take, and this is just from what my personal opinion and take as it is, take it, you know, as it will, but the black projects, the high government projects, and from lots of research I've seen, governments have been in contact with other, say, darker ET forces for a while now in exchange for technology. Hitler, Roosevelt, different presidents have met with ETs and have made sort of pacts with Greys, allowing them to abduct an X amount of people per year in exchange for technology and things like that. And there has been evidence that shows these pacts and things like that. So that doesn't sound too crazy considering how much I've seen over the years of what's really out there. Mars projects, things like this. So just throwing that out there, from what I've heard, that could be my best scenario to explain what's really going on, because there are peaceful and loving civilizations that are out there in the universe, without a doubt. So I'll leave you with that, Joe. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to go right back into this. Joe Jordan, president and founder of CE4 Research Group. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio. We're joined by Joe Jordan, president and co-founder of CE4 Research Group, an alien abduction investigation and research team based not in Florida anymore, but you're overseas in South Korea. And I'm obviously doing research and stuff over there. So with what we left off with, Joe, with my interpretation from what I've heard, I mean, does that sound too crazy off the wall? I mean, what do you think is really going on with these abductions?
Well, I don't know. And, you know, you could get so far down the rabbit hole and off on other paths when you, if you try to take on it all. And that's something that I realized in the beginning when I got into UFO research. There's so many facets of it that are unanswered. And if you try to take on the whole picture, you're not going to get very far, to any specific good answer. And it's going to wear you out and run you down. I tried that, you know, and what I found here was one particular piece of the puzzle. I believe this whole UFO ET phenomenon I look at it like a big picture, and there's all the little puzzle pieces that when all the pieces come together, we'll get a final picture of what this whole phenomenon is. And the one piece that I decided to work with is one that it's not that it wasn't there, it's one that wasn't being talked about. I came across it kind of accidentally in my research through one of the testimonies that I had received from an experience, and then it did not fit anything else I'd ever heard before. There was a gentleman that said he'd been able to stop his experience while it was happening. Well, I have, you know, listened to and read everything I could get my hands on, and at the time that none of the researchers were saying that you could stop an experience. As a matter of fact, they were saying that an experience could not be stopped. But yet I came across one that had. And I didn't know if it was a fluke or it was something that actually had happened. Mm-hmm. So I contacted personally on their telephones, you know, their home phones, a handful of the top researchers in the world on abductions. And I said, guys, I got a case here that doesn't seem to make sense to me. I've never read anything like it, and I'd like to get your opinion on it. And each time I shared the story with these particular researchers, each time they would ask, can we go off the record? And I said, that's fine. You know, just help me out here. Off the record, by the way, means I can't tell you who said what, but I can tell you what they said. You know, and being an investigator for MUFON, we do respect anonymity when it's asked, so I had to respect theirs. But they all had agreed that they had come across very similar situations. Then my question was, why hadn't it ever been shared? Why is it not told that this experience can be stopped in a particular way? And they all said pretty much the same thing. We didn't know what to make of it. And, you know, I would accept it. I would have accepted that, but usually it was followed by another answer. And it was, we didn't want to go there because it might affect our credibility in the realm. And that was telling me that they were afraid to give all of the information. In other words, there was a piece of the puzzle that they did not want to share. And excuse me, but that's cover-up. When you're not sharing all of the information, that's pointing to a cover-up of information. And I told these guys, I said, look, I'm a new investigator into this. I see that there's potential here to gather all of this information, and I'd like to make this piece of the puzzle known. I said, I'm going to take this piece on and see what I can find and see if it's legit, because they're telling me there were more cases like it, and I knew I just had to find them. And they all said, please do, because we can. So 20 years ago, I started collecting the research, doing the investigations, listening to the testimonies, and then built a database trying to disprove what I had come across, actually. Because when you do scientific research, the idea is to disprove your hypothesis.
Exactly.
And I wasn't able to do that. And then there's another aspect of this also, because all of these cases that I've worked with, and I have over 130 of them actually posted online that I was given permission to share, and people can read, you know, as the evidence of these cases that I've worked on, that all these cases were stopped, these experiences were stopped in the same manner. And to make that foolproof on an investigation, to prove your hypothesis, it needs to be repeatable. And that's something that, as we got into the research and started posting the experiences online, people were coming to me after reading those and saying, I would like my experience to stop too. Can you help me? And I said, well, I can give you what worked for everybody else. And I said, if you listen to what's worked for them, I said, it's a possibility it'll work for you. And it did. So the whole thing is repeatable. So not only could I disprove it, but it also became a repeatable event. And there are no repeatable events in ufology that I know of. This is the one that does stand out. But the manner that people were able to stop the experience is what's got the UFO field in an uproar. I didn't choose this information. I only chose to research it. I didn't go looking for it in particular to try to prove a point. Like I said, I tried to disprove it. And I've asked anybody along the way, show me I'm wrong. But that hasn't happened to this day. As a matter of fact, the more testimonies that come in from people that have had this experience and been able to stop it, the more it backs up what I found.
Amazing work and research you've been doing over the years, Joe. Thank you so much for taking the time and coming on the show. AlienResistance.org is your website, and there's a ton of information and links, and you have a whole team of people I saw on there that are working with you for this concerted effort to figure out what's really going on and help people that have been affected by the bad abductions and learn from this and share the knowledge. So thank you so much for your service and coming on the show.
Thank you.
Here's some more DJ Scalar. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's here, Ormus Water, now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store. Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take Winfox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. Winfox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at Winfox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild-harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, visit starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Starseed Energy Radio with Jonah Bolt is a cosmic radio show with a mix of riveting new electronic and world music, along with updates and interviews. Starseed Energy Radio covers the latest in world news, earth changes, global events, updates on 2012, spiritual and galactic news. The radio show is focused on doing interviews to help mind, body, and soul, ranging from self-sustainability, spirituality, esoteric topics, holistic practitioners, intuitive individuals, and healers. Featuring groundbreaking conscious content that includes environmental and social change movements, activism, and getting people more actively involved with community to raise awareness. Plus, new independent music every week and live special guest musicians. Hear the colors and see the music. Awaken. The time is now. Check out StarseedEnergyRadio.com.
Time to be self-sustained. The Domain. The Domain is an exclusive community for people with environmental consciousness and self-sustaining spirit. By utilizing wind and sunlight as an abundant and reliable source of renewable energy, and coupled with the strongest structure ever devised, the geodesic dome, this development showcases doing more with less and energy freedom for like-minded families. The Domain Ecovillage features indoor organic gardens, aquaponics and hydroponic systems, sacred geometry design of sacred architecture, water recycling and wastewater treatment systems. To find out more information and to see how you and your family can live off-grid, check out DomainEcoVillage.com. That's www.DomainEcoVillage.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. Thank you, Joe, again for coming on. And, of course, our next guest is a personal friend and a favorite to have on the show. The two of them are Krista and Raw. And I think the station, if they're ready or not, are they ready? Let's see. Krista and Raw are Arcturian and Orion channels and also bring in Arcturian technologies from the higher realms. Raw and Krista were also awakened just a few short years ago, like myself, over the past 3-4 years, to these new technologies and some higher realm things that are actually manifesting now on the planet and are here for a reason and for a calling and a mission. And it is great to have found them and have grown to love them, become friends with them over the years, and great to have them on the team and doing amazing work, because we are the ones we've been waiting for, and the time is now, and the change has happened, and it's here. It is time for the masses to receive it. And with that, we have Krista and Raw, guys. Thank you so much for coming on the show. How are you doing, Star Brother and Star Sister?
Yeah, we're excellent. Great. Yeah, great, great. Great to be on the show.
Absolutely. You guys are always putting out some amazing videos and always doing great stuff. I just watched one of your videos last week. I have watched it a few times, actually, where Krista opened up and the Orion Council came through and Ryan and you guys asked questions. And really, really cool, man. That was awesome. I love seeing stuff like that, putting it out there in such a cool, hip, unique way. And that's what's up, because this is exciting news we're talking about. So from the Arcturian High Council and from the Orion High Council, what is going on in the ethers? What are some news and updates?
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff to share tonight. I don't know, but I think we're all waiting for some amazing stuff to happen. We're all wanting you know, the deepest, best intel. But do you ever just feel like you're Will Smith at the beginning of the movie before he knows he has to save the world?
Always.
Yeah, and...
Always.
Yeah, so what they've been doing is they give me hints, and my listeners hints. So we have to put the pieces together. But one thing is for the listeners to know that those who resonate with Lyra, if you're following my videos, listening to me speak, I'm basically working with your Lyran aspect as I bring it in, and it connects to the ninth dimension. We need to be studying the seeding of Earth and the root races. They came in, you know, to a friend to say, tell her she was from the fifth root race. So why? Well, basically, I'm recalling info on the Galactic Wars, and so in the near future, they'll probably be giving more information on the councils and what's it's going on. But we have to understand where we came from. You know, are you from the Emerald Covenant? Are you from the Amethyst Order? And these kinds of things. So study the seeding, and I'll let Ra jump in before I continue.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you, Kristen.
So the intel that I got through other psychics and stuff that have seen me in the fifth dimensional realm, or whatever, higher dimensional realm or other dimensional realm, was that I basically found out that I represent the Ra Confederacy, that I come from the Golden Order of the Seraphi Seraphim, the Golden Winged Order of Angels. The Ra Confederacy also works with the Nine Council energies, as in the Council of Nine. So I'm part of that. That when I'm of the Blu-ray, I have visions of elves, and always the mastery of the emotional body. And then I realized I watched Star Trek as a young child, and I identified myself with Spock all the time, wearing a blue shirt, having elven ears. Does that make sense? And then I checked on, okay, why does that dude represent Pan? And then I looked at why is it that the basic crew of the Star Trek is always nine? It's a council of nine that always fix the things on the planet and gets the job done. Same in the Next Generation. But going back to the basic Star Trek thing is that I found out that, you know, that the blue shirt is the Blu-ray, you know, the Pan and the elven ears as in a Vulcan representation. And then I checked, you know, through another psychic that Pan, the elven lord energy, rules or basically governs the ninth dimension. So the nine came up again and again. So we have to figure out, you know, what player heads are we in this game? Who is the spiritual leader? Who has divine knowledge and divine intel? And who can bring that forth and, you know, establish that higher energy as an anchor point that it can be anchored in, that we understand we are much more important, all of you out there, than you think.
And you know? To anchor that, we kind of have to look at our dreams. I know a lot of people have been saying, whoa, what's going on in dream time? And what's happening is a lot of us are traveling to the fifth dimension, and that relates to Terra. So what they've been telling me is to look up the Halls of Amenti, which have been open. So basically, the portals to the Ascended Earth, the fifth dimensional Terra, which is in Harmonic Universe 2, as we're in 1, they're open. So we travel back and forth to bring information from humanity. And the Starseeds, our job is basically to educate humanity on what it is to be a high vibrational while here on this Earth.
And we have another wonderful confirmation. We just had a hike with people from Romania that watched our videos, and we believe that they are family. And the mother came with her 10-year-old son. And
10 years old.
Dude is 10 years old. We go to Bell Rock. He looks across the next rock and he says, "There's a gate. That's an emergency exit for the ETs go in and out." And he says, "See on that rock? You see that ET over there?" I couldn't see it. So it tells me that the young ones, basically, they have no brakes. They have pure sight. They have pure intel, and they know what's going on.
Well, you see this now in science. I talked about this earlier. They see the children coming in now with the left and right brain synced together. They're coming in synced together. They're coming in with a highly advanced consciousness now. And just so the listeners know out there, the two of you are just like me a few years back. Like, we didn't know any of this stuff, man. We were activated, and it's on. You know, like, this isn't stuff that, like, you know, we chose to be putting out. Like, this is a mission, man. We came here to do some work, and it's here to sustain the planet, and that's what we're doing. Ra, tell us about the breakdown of the importance of the missions and why it's so important to activate for all the Starseeds and listeners out there that haven't heard this information or you know, what should they do? How do they activate? How do they find out what their mission is?
They activate, first of all, you have to get into your cell source. Get your 12 base cell source, company called Bioplasma. Get these minerals and trace minerals that you really need. Study Ormus. Study nano gold, nano silver, nano platinum. You know, study monoatomic liquids. Don't fall conspiracies that tell you that stuff was created to keep you down, to keep you crashing. Your brain is built out of Ormus. You are made Ormic. I've seen cases where people used organic energy. They had third-degree burns in their hands. Put them in a wrap-type machine out of metal and steel. In 3 weeks, the skin healed perfectly, not a scar to see. People have had reported that they had cats and they fed them Ormus and they regrew the tail. A lady put the videos up and stuff has been taken down. We're beginning to heal. We are beginning to self-reconstruct. And a very big and important thing that I'm getting right now is what we have to understand is if you stand in front of the world map, your visual shows you America on the left and the rest of Europe and towards Russia is on the right. Now, what you have to do is you turn your back to the map. And now imagine that the world map is your brain hemispheres. And the split between left and right is between left as in Europe and Russia, Asia, everything included over there, and America, right side. Draw a line down and try to fuse these continents in your brain. I even hear reports that people have problems traveling back and forth now. They're making harder. You know, so understand these continents. We have to unify that because the brain of the earth is the resemblance of your brain. And we need to bring the two together and formulate that in our mind to be conscious and aware that we have to unify that.
But also use oracle cards because, guys, we all have a deck at home. Let's admit it. And the way the Pleiadians, who are running a lot of this experiment now, the way they contact us is by dropping ideas when we're not in routine. So if you have a random moment, like by doing oracle cards or something that you don't normally do, that's when you get some of the best guidance.
Yes, and there are books out there that you can get into in the beginning stages. If you want to get into deeper stuff, check books like The Voyagers, A Planet of Choice, Angelic Realities, How to Call Your Ancestors, How to Ask for Your Angelic Team to Assist You and Really to Ask for Clear Contact. Watch movies like Water, The Great Mystery, and The Secret Life of Plant to understand the quantum information of contacting other dimensional beings because it doesn't happen on a radio level. So C-SETI is nice, but it's very slow. It happens on the quantum biological life liquid crystal level.
And if you want to know your mission, start being grateful for what you have now. They totally woke me up one day, giving me something they never gave me before, and they were like, Krista, we just found out a tidal wave was removed. They told me that a tidal wave was supposed to hit California. They never say that stuff to me, but it was removed. They're not telling me why, and that was about 5 nights ago. So it's really just remember to be grateful that we're still here, we're still breathing, and look at all that's going for us now.
And people that are in places like Sedona, Asheville, or somewhere in the monastery of Tibet or Stonehenge or holy places, these are amplifier and superpower ports for magical skills. And let me explain to you what people need to understand. Ultimately, you're living the reality that you have created. And you need to get in gear to uncreate unwanted outcomes and be more realistically connected to where you are and that what you are creating.
By sitting back and allowing yourself to receive. I'll just finish up. My point is Mary and the Elohim are working together to send lots and lots of light. It's all-encompassing love, and they want us to sit back and let them give us the energy for our day. So ask the higher spirits that you work with. Ask the guardian races.
Say it out loud.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and the thing is, right now we'll be talking about is, you know, what we're dealing with here is supreme angelic intelligence. There's no more dabbling. Like, I'm working on a new a new product basically that will be out in probably 2 or 3 months, which will be a Tree of Life based on a 22-dimensional grid with all the colors, all the nodal points, all based on a 432 hertz frequency master tuning. And it has to do with the awakening of self through a 22-dimensional path that will get you the 33 that, oh, you know, Jesus went to do the job when he was 33. Superman in the latest movie, when he turned 33, he put the cape on and said, okay, now I'm ready for my role. Superman embodies the Christ-seated consciousness of us. When the council in the Superman flick fell, was the Elohim, how they fell, how you can see Osiris and Seth, the ancient war, Isis, Joseph, Maria, Horus, Jesus, Zeus, all the energies are in there. All of these movies, these conscious movies, are talking to us right now, saying, hello, wake up, you know.
Yeah, and if you don't know what to do, see if people are into your intel. Start an ebook for $2.99 on myebook.com, lulu.com. See if people start buying it. Start promoting yourself. Start a psychic hotline from your home. You can have people calling in for advice, and you don't have to answer if you don't want. There's so many things we can do right now. It's just sitting down and getting the ideas, and like you said, ask out loud.
Yeah, and the blast is like, you know, I had a friend of mine sitting in my car talking about how he loves the Grand Cherokee Jeep. You know, that day I saw like 26 Grand Cherokee Jeeps, you know. His girlfriend is into these little Beetles, and right now the town is packed with Beetles of all sizes, colors, and shapes, and I'm like, do you realize that where your favorite attention goes, you have that in your escrow? So according to the modulations of the reality that you're in right now, you can attract the things that are close to you. Another friend of ours, she ordered a Subaru car, the Subaru, and hope I'm pronouncing that correct, right? Subaru?
Subaru.
Yes, you got it.
Yeah, and she was talking about, should I get a rally version, you know, the off-road version or the street version? I said, get the off-road version, and then I saw off-road, 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 all types and colors, and I said, girl, I'm getting you should get the off-road. She didn't see it. Huh. Then 2 weeks later, she's like, I get it now, I get it. I'm seeing that model too. She puts it up like on a visual board, and now she's ready to pick up the car. So you are it. Things... Things that are within reach, and I'm not talking about riches and greed.
The energy is just got to put it out there, and it'll manifest. It's that strong. And with that, guys, we got to wrap it up. And again, thank you for coming on the show and giving us the updates of what's going on, the energies in the planet. You guys are doing fantastic work. And Chris, to give out your website and Ra, your website real quick.
Sure, mine's www.galacticfairy.com, F-A-E-R-Y.
Yeah, and mine is www.ra-key.com. And fill out the contact form if you want to contact me, or check the product page of the Photonic Worldwide. I'm the only one that makes organic photonic substance. So I'm not just electromagnetic. I'm dealing with photons and acceleration of biophotons. And
there you go.
Quartz sand. So I have really, really high-tech stuff. Yeah.
That's my boy. Guys, thank you so much. You guys are rocking it out, man. Thank you, guys. Love you guys. Light and love.
You, love you.
And we'll have you back on soon, no doubt. Absolutely. And with that, we're going to jump to our next and last guest of the evening. His name is Daniel, and he's calling all the way from the UK. He contacted me a little while back. We chatted a few times over Skype. Amazing, amazing guy. I've been recording music for over 20 years. Daniel Pettet, well received by audiences and reviewers. Daniel Pettet performs regularly on the Northeast Folk Circuit and at festivals. Daniel's a prolific singer-songwriter with over 1,000 recordings and 30 original albums since 1993. In 2010, he published a lyrics book that sold Northeast, a maverick talent. And with that, Daniel, thanks for coming on the show. How are you this morning?
Hi, Joanna. Thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Thanks for getting up so early and all the way from the UK. And we're going to have a quick commercial break in about a minute or so. But a real quick bio, 20 years in the music industry. How did you first get into music?
Well, I had an early love of music back when I was a child, which developed into me teaching myself on guitar after hearing stuff like Bob Dylan and the Beatles, you know, quite a vintage music. And then it just went from there. It seemed a natural thing, really, you know. So around 20 years ago.
And you've been recording over 1,000 songs, over 30 albums, and we're going to play a very special one tonight. I picked out the song Wake Up, and when we get back from the commercial break, I'm going to go right into that song, and then I want to get a little download on that. that song Inspiration and some other ones that you have that just, that's why we want to have you on the show, because this consciousness, it's that information that you bring through your music, and that's what's so important, that's what you do.
Thanks very much. You know, I try to get a lot, you know, a lot of depth and meaning in my songs, that, you know, that they're not just, you know, the typical song you'd hear on the mainstream, which isn't definitely about something, but, you know, I try and get a lot in the songs, and the lyrics mean a lot to me, and it's coming from, you know, a good place, really, you know.
And that's why you're on the show, because we're taking it mainstream right now. We're on over 24 AM/FM towers across the country, 2 satellites, and we're hitting all over the world. So taking it mainstream is what we do. We're bringing that consciousness in. And hang on right there, Daniel from the UK. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Here's some more Michael Scalar. But when we get back, we're going to go right into Wake Up from Daniel Patet from the UK. Hold on. Right back after these messages.
Emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
I woke up this morning feeling good. I had some bad days, I was chopping wood. Gonna get a truck, drive it to town. Gonna save a buck, spend it all around. Well, the mystery man is at my door. I'm telling myself I can't take no more. Gonna
really felt your love. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up and feel the green. The war on terror, extremists. So much evil, I don't know how we coexist. The temples are in flames everywhere. Buildings are falling down. Too much despair. So many wannabes on the TV. It makes me want to cry while some can see.
And that was Wake Up from Daniel Patete. And I love the lyrics of that song, Daniel, because it's truth. And through your music, that's what you're bringing is truth to the airwaves. Talk about where you get your inspiration from. You get it from the news. You get it from blogs. I mean, you get it just from naturally. Where do you get it from?
That's a good question, Jonah. Yeah, I used to read quite a lot of books and, a lot of stuff that I, just go to the bookshop and buy, and that kind of influenced a lot of my work really, and as well as also it's a natural thing just listening to other music. I tend to get quite inspired, and a lot of song ideas come about, and then I'll write something and then think about putting some music to it, and things that I've thought about. And means something like, with Wake Up, you can see it's got a message there, and it's really trying to say something true, really. And I'm that actually song is from my recent album, The Machine, and I'm working on this box set for 20 Years of Music, which will be in the format of a USB stick, and the new album that'll be featured on there is called Life and Death in the Time of Enki and Enlil, and a lot of the songs I actually got from that album was from reading Gods of the New Millennium by Alan E. Alford. So that was quite interesting to do. Really, it's quite inspiring to read that book, and then just the songs sort of flowed from there. Really, that's a typical example. Really,
That's awesome that the album comes in a data stick. Very cool, very hip, very future. And
yeah.
You've been recording over 1,000 songs. It's amazing. Where do you see the future of some of your upcoming projects? Like, what do you have planned? Do you have any events? Do you have any future things coming up to tell the listeners about?
Yeah, sure. I mean, obviously I'm over in England. I don't know how many people listening will be in the States. But I do have shows coming up. In the region and further down south this year and next year, a few to coincide with promoting the box set, the USB stick and this kind of thing, and I'm hoping to put on a show dedicated to the issue of the new terms are exit politics or disclosure, which used to be obviously geophology, which I find very interesting and which is dear to my heart, and I'm hoping to...
Interesting, to say the least.
Yeah. So, as you know yourself, it's a big issue, and it's pretty current on the internet and elsewhere in a lot of ways, at the moment, so I'm really thinking...
Absolutely.
And also reaching people that haven't really... thought about it before, and they're not really that aware about it, they're not. So I'm hoping.
That's it. Daniel, thank you so much for coming on the air. Your website is DanielPetitte.com, a conscious music artist from the UK. Thank you for waking up so early and coming on the air.
No problem.